USA Radio News with Wendy King.
French President Emmanuel Macron has promised that the fire-ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral will be rebuilt. The damage is extensive, but the outer structure is largely intact, and many of the most precious artifacts were saved. 50 investigators are searching for the cause of the fire. The French government said 20 firefighters risked their lives to save the Gothic monument. In Paris for her book tour, former First Lady Michelle Obama addressed a crowd of thousands.
We have to believe in each other. We have to use these times to unite because Notre Dame will be rebuilt.
President Trump has vetoed a congressional resolution to end U.S. military support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen. Lawmakers do not have the votes to override it. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice.
People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't.
Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Charges have been dropped against a Maryland woman who's accused of assaulting White House advisor Kellyanne Conway. Prosecutors have asked a judge to dismiss the charges against the woman, who was charged with second-degree assault and disorderly conduct following a confrontation last October in Maryland. Conway told police she was attending a birthday party with her teenage daughter when someone grabbed her shoulders from behind and started shaking her. Conway said the woman yelled at her for around 10 minutes before being escorted out. The woman sent Conway a letter apologizing for the incident. 90 new cases of measles have been reported in the United States, and the spread of the outbreak nationwide is raising alarms in Rockland County, New York. County Executive Ed Day has announced they're banning unvaccinated children from any public gatherings.
The largest outbreak in New York State in 30 years. Despite our best efforts, this outbreak is not going away.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
In a speech at Texas A&M University, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo used the occasion to address the issue of why diplomacy matters in the world today. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Pompeo said the work being done by the State Department is vital to our soldiers because they need us and we need them.
The state has helped grow the ranks of the Defeat ISIS Coalition, an enormous victory. We've seized back 100% of the caliphate, liberating millions of Syrians. American diplomats were at the center of creating that coalition and reducing threats to our citizens.
Texas A&M is second only to the military academies for the number of graduates serving the nation in uniform. I'm John Clemens.
A very dangerous Australian flightless bird, similar in size to an emu, was being raised by a breeder in Florida. The owner fell, and he was stomped and clawed to death. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
A cassowary, a giant bird with long claws on each foot, has killed its 75-year-old owner after he fell down in the backyard of his home in Gainesville, Florida. Ron McGill with the Miami Zoo says it's a flightless bird that attacks with its feet.
The cassowary has about a 4-inch extended claw in the middle of its foot that it can use to cut and make severe injury.
The owner was a breeder of the rare bird that's native to Australia and New Guinea. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.